Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Finley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Worthington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsilak bunts in front of the plate. Hasse fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hasse hits a line drive into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to third. Jose moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hassie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsalak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Orsalak reaches second base with a double. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hassie is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassie hits a line drive towards first. Seghi catches it and steps on first to double up Henderson. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jose is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jose hits a pop-up towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gallego moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallego moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 0-for-2 in the game. Finley takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finley moves to second. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsulac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsulac for the out. Finley moves to third. Ripken moves to second. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Orsulac throws the ball into Ripken, who tags McGuire trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jose hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton strikes out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Worthington is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Tettleton and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss scores. It's 3-0. Athletics. Brian Holton now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Holt and Henderson moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive to right field. Orsilak throws towards the plate. Tettleton fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tettleton. Henderson scores. Hassey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hassey moves to third. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Orsilak hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Orsilak reaches second base with a double. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.